BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, and it's Bumbleo Wednesday. After some chat about Ryland's teeth reduction, Chris puts me in the awkward position of asking me what I'd change about his appearance. And I introduce him to all of the apps so you can change your appearance on Instagram. Ahead of tonight's Bake Off, something that will make you never be able to look at Mary Berry in the same way again. And Alice Levine joins us for Real or No Real.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Hey, welcome back, Chris.
Cheers, mate. It was good. Well, it was good but weird listening to you yesterday.
Oh, did you listen?
Yeah, I was listening. I tuned in just after you were telling people to tweet me, I think, abuse for suggesting that Jess Glynn's new song sounds like she'll be coming around the mountain.
Yeah, I said that we had you to thank for that, and why not text Chris and say thanks a lot? Because a lot of people can't get out of their head now, unfortunately. So you had a nice day yesterday hanging out with your other friends?
It was... No, don't be like that now. Come on. Come on.
You have TV friends?
I asked your permission. I always have to seek your permission first. It's your name above the door.
I don't mind you going off and having fun with the other friends.
It's done with the utmost of respect.
I know it is. And was it good yesterday? You're filming a new series of The Virtually Famous.
Yes.
For
yes.
E4.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Meet anyone nice?
A lot of people send their regards.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Ryland.
Oh, Ryland. How's his teeth?
Ryland sends his regards. Teeth are doing well.
Now, he said those reduced, I say.
Now, what does that mean?
Right, I think he initially... Like, anyone back me up who watches Big Brother or whatever, but when you see Ryland now, they're not as big as they were, say, let's say, a year ago.
You can get that, can you? It's a tooth reduction.
I don't think you can get tooth reduction, but I think what you can do is go, oh, my God, these are too big. And then you can go back in and say, can I have a new set, please? A little bit smaller. I can't talk.
You do amaze me with all this because you know exactly what can be done.
I'm saying that you can get a tooth reduction if you get just new ones.
Okay,
well, they were too big. They didn't fit in his mouth.
I might regret this then. So if you're looking at me... Right, I'm talking friends of friends.
Don't
friend
do
here.
This.
No, I'm saying amongst friends.
Don't do
okay?
this.
Knowing the knowledge that you've got, if I was to say have the kind of money that you do to go on one of those holidays that you go on,
I don't go on this holidays.
What would you change about me? I can take it. I can take it.
I don't think we need to do this.
No.
Maybe a slightly bigger nose.
Bigger nose.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. This is not something I've thought about before. What do you mean?
It's a bit thin.
Thin nose?
Mm.
Right, okay. Well,
I'd get that plumped right out.
That's something for me to think on.
Can you get nose fillers? Anyone?
Wow.
Any surgeons listening, let me know. I told you not to do it and I went there.
Thin nose?
It's quite thin. I mean, it's lovely.
I'm not sure about that, Mills.
I think like, if you were going to do something, you'd make it a little bit bigger.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Dr. Claire's been on. See, I love it that surgeons listen to this show.
Dr. Claire.
Yeah, she's probably just done a facelift or something. I don't know. She says, just to let you know that nose enlargements are increasingly popular to make men look a bit more manly.
What, bigger nose is...
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So you need to get like a honking great nose. That's what you need.
Well, what you've just told me about is these apps that you can get where you can put your pictures through it and then just make the changes through the pictures.
Oh, come on. Surely you've done that already.
I've never done this before. I wasn't
that's
aware
what Instagram
you could do
is made for. Those of my pictures don't look anything like me once I've touched them up.
Yeah. Yeah, because I do wonder how you do that.
What do you mean?
You look like a different person in all your Instagram photos.
That's why, my darling.
Right.
No blemishes.
So you're doing your own, in a way, your own sort of cosmetic surgery on your pictures.
Right, text in now if you do that to your pictures before you put them on Instagram or Twitter. Let me know. 81199. This is going to rock your world, Chris.
I can't believe this.
Do you know what I'd quite like to do? And it's just come into my head again. Mm. Years ago, we did a thing on this show called the plastic surgery game.
Oh, no, that was one of the most brutal games.
Where you get a boyfriend and girlfriend on that have been going out for a while. And then you're like, so, Steve, what part of Emma's body would you change with surgery? And then ask the same question to them, to the girl. And it produces some really awkward and quite brilliant consequences.
It's very honest.
Why don't we do that again?
Well, we could, but you know, it's I always felt sometimes it was a little cringe in front of you know, listening to these couples when they're it got awkward.
And you have to be 100% honest. It's like, go on, what part would you change? And then she'll say something like, oh, I'd make him have like, I don't know, slightly better eyebrows, and then he'd be like, new boobs. It was really awkward.
But saying that, both both people would sign up to it. They're both like, look, we're very comfortable with each other. We're just going to be really honest.
Oh, yeah, everyone left the game happy.
Yeah.
But it was brilliant.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I've just introduced Chris to the fact that you can actually look better online if you want to.
You say better. I don't even know if it is better, but what I'm going to do is start with a picture of me and try and make myself look like Kim Kardashian.
No. You just need to make yourself look like you, but like at your absolute best.
But it does it. You look like almost a robotic version of yourself.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm going to give it a go anyway. Let's see how I get on.
It's true as well. You can tell when someone's altered them sometimes because if you can see like a wall or flooring in the background, it's all out of line where they've tried to like make things smaller.
Right.
That happens a lot.
So you do this then, do you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Right.
Just get rid of one of the chins, bags under the eyes. I mean, and you're right, of course. When you look at my Instagram, you're like, oh yeah. And then when you see me in real life, ultimately it's quite disappointing. How very shallow though. I mean, maybe we should just be natural.
Yeah,
but
no,
everyone does it. Look at the texts.
I do think it's ridiculous.
Casey says, I have to use at least 4 different apps to change my pictures before they even go near being online. Most extreme changes are tallinators. You can make yourself look taller.
What?
Face reshapers and nose enhancers. 4 apps? That's extreme.
Here's the thing. I'm perfectly happy how I am. I'm just interested to have a little play around.
Yeah. Emily from Listgard says, nothing goes on Instagram without being edited. James says, I spend more time editing photos than I do getting myself ready in the morning. It's true. We all look better online. It's true.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, a few bits of admin. You know, like sometimes I'd go through some any other business just to tie up a few loose ends. Lucy in Bristol's been on saying, I feel sad for you today, Scott Mills. No longer will you be able to DJ at Perry and Zane's wedding.
Well, exactly.
Oh,
yes.
I didn't even think about that.
That's a good point. Do you remember that was all guaranteed, wasn't it?
Right, so you remember I spoke to Perry on the Teen Awards red carpet and I was like, can I DJ at your wedding? She was like, yeah, no worries, babe. That's off, isn't it? I was almost a dead cert there, I think.
Do you know what? I found it funny at the time that she was so enthusiastic. It was a yes.
It was a definite yes, and now that's not happening.
That's one booking down. Do you know what you could do, though, thinking about it? If you could do the lad from Rickster, you could do Jake, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah, when they get married, Jake and Jesse. Also, does it annoy you a little bit that when we had them on last, we were like, oh, so you're getting engaged? And he was like, no. And then like a couple of weeks later, it happened. And I'd spoken to his dad, TV Shane Ritchie, and he was like, oh, just a little tip. I reckon there might be a bit of an engagement happening
That's
soon.
That's right.
So I followed the lead of his dad. And then he comes on like, oh, no, it's not happening.
You're right, because I was stood here feeling quite awkward because you were asking Jake about getting married. Yeah. And I was like, God, that's pushing it a bit, Mills, isn't it?
Well, I heard it firsthand from the dad.
And he was onto something. He was definitely onto something, wasn't he?
Funny that he was, yeah. But like he completely denied it.
That annoys me a little bit then, because
also,
it was...
don't say too much, because Rickston are actually listening right now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they're in Cornwall, and Jake just texted me going, hello, we're listening.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, there we are. Just heard our shout out and our song in Cornwall, being proper lads listening to you.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, if he was thinking about getting married, then he shouldn't have lied.
It annoyed you, did it?
I don't like the idea of him lying to us, you know, because he's a friend of our show.
Anyway, let's hope that I get booked for that wedding. Very reasonable rates. Can travel.
He got Ed Sheeran for the proposal, mind.
I'll bring my own speakers. I won't. Christina's been on. She's on holiday in America at the moment. She says, I saw this on Facebook and immediately thought of you. I love that when people go on holiday and they're with their family in America, they see something and they're like, oh, Scott Mills would like that. That's brilliant. So these are some different ways to say yes from a guy called Stephen Joseph. Because I am struggling with different ways of saying yes at the moment, and I only seem to have one way of doing it, which gets a bit tiresome for everyone involved.
Yeah, but you'll say it in different volumes, depending on how excited you are.
Yes!
Or sometimes, kind of what time of the evening it is.
Or sometimes it's just a yes.
Yeah.
Or a yes. But I'm always looking for different ways, and this guy tells us how on Facebook.
These are different ways to say the word yes. Yes.
Yes!
Yes.
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 Yes!
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 Well, I've got some new ones now. Thanks so much for that, Christina. Oh, hang on, it wasn't even DJing. I like that our listeners remember more than we do. You asked to dance at Zayn and Perry's wedding because you were doing Strictly at the time. That is true. It wasn't even DJing, it was dancing.
So are you revising the offer to Jake? Are you going to dance at his wedding? Or
absolutely not.
Confirm it now, Mills. Are you dancing at his wedding or DJing?
I'm DJing. My dancing days are over. And also, you know the girl we spoke to yesterday who caused quite a reaction? Her name was Lo. This one.
Small thing, and it's just, I don't know, it's, I've ended up building it up into this big massive deal. I don't know if it's not, but
it kind of is.
Can't help it. You know, it's the whole love thing and everything, and I actually did yell it to him the other night. He did say it back, but I don't think it counts when you're drunk.
Oh, you missed her yesterday, and what a treat she was.
She sounds lively.
So this was the girl that she wasn't Facebook official with her boyfriend. He had not accepted the relationship request on Facebook, even though they are going out. She's been back on today. We've had a statement saying, me and the boyfriend are great. I talked to him. Everything is fine. And now they are in a relationship on Facebook because of this show. I know a lot of you would have been worried about it and wouldn't have got much sleep last night. So now you know. And that was my Any Other Business section, which I quite enjoyed.
You got through a lot.
Sometimes good to tie up the ends.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, yeah, it's Bumbleo Wednesday. I can't believe we're halfway through already.
Bumbleo Wednesday. I'm so keen for it today. What time are we thinking?
I'm saying 2:30-ish.
Ish?
2:30.
It sounded like you really couldn't tell between 2:30, probably 3.
No, it's going to be... Okay, I'll give you a half-hour window. 2:30 to 3, sometime there, I think.
All right.
Who else is keen? And what else do you want in the gap today? You know, there's a big gap in Bumble and we play some little clips out from the show. That's really rapidly becoming very popular. 81199, let me know what you want in the gap. And let me know if you're keen for it. At 2:30, Bumble Wednesday is on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm telling you, Bake Off Fever is on. Me and my mum and my sister all live in different cities, with my sister living in Essex, so we group chat during Bake Off for a bit of female bonding. And the claws really come out.
Today.
From someone,
I wonder if it's going to be as controversial as last year. Do you remember with the Baked Alaska?
Oh, I know. The binned Baked Alaska.
Now that went
off. What a scandal. It went off. It was on Newsnight. The cake. Pudding.
Baked Alaska, technically, Mills, but...
You know what I mean? Also, someone says, I convinced myself it was the first week of Bake Off last week. Absolutely horrendous day at work. Got home, wasn't on. I actually cried.
What are you saying about Paul?
That's from Kelly.
What are you saying about Paul Hollywood, this one? Do you reckon he's had a bit of a makeover? He's going to be looking suave, isn't he?
He's going to be tanned, that's for sure.
That's definitely, yes.
He's going to be mahogany. That's the colour he's going to be. And my friend Mel, off of Mel and Sue, of course.
Of course, yeah. New friend of yours.
We should get her on, you know, just to give us a bit of an insight. Yesterday, you missed an innuendo bingo treat in the form of Charlotte Crosby.
Yeah, so I've played innuendo bingo against her before. It was very fun.
That was when her eyes fell off.
That's right.
they didn't fall off yesterday, but it was very eventful. I've just been reading about her new lips, actually, in Heat magazine. She's even got new lips.
And so it was Charlotte Crosby against Rihanna of films.
Yes, it was.
Yes, I was listening to that. Yeah, yeah.
She wasn't entirely keen. Now, on Saturday Kitchen, wine expert Ollie Smith has a recommendation that I certainly can't wait to try myself.
This Gruner Veltliner, with its aromatic edge, is like a lens bringing all of those twinkling beauties into focus. And finally, the creamy mayonnaise infused with salty gentleman's relish.
Yes! I feel like I got you there.
There was loads where she was like, I don't understand it. I love Charlotte, though. And there's a little instant, but yeah, we'll skip over that. And the video's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel right now. You missed a good one there.
Yeah.
She just didn't want it. She just had her hair done and she wasn't keen. And, like, they never bring a change of clothes.
Yeah, but you know what? It's her second time, maybe even a third.
Yeah.
She seemed keener. Doing it.
She seemed keener last time, that's for sure.
Right.
But it does make for quite enjoyable, fairly uncomfortable watching.
She's lovely. Look, she's a lovely, polite young lady. She comes in, plays a lovely game. Brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good. So I'm Ready on YouTube now. I just think she could have been more keen.
Right.
Just one of them days for her, I think.
Maybe she just didn't think it was the real deal because I wasn't there
That'll be it. Tomorrow, though, boundless enthusiasm ahoy in the shape of Only the Young.
Yeah.
Now, how many of them are there? Four. for how are we going to do that?
Logistically difficult. I mean, last time we were all just sort of in a semicircle around the bin. I mean, we can shake it up this year. Maybe they can do...
Take it in turns on your face?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they can go one at a time. A bit like a train.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, the other way we could do it, we could get them all... Maybe we get them all to lie down and we could somehow add a camera to my head and sort of look down on them.
We've got 24 hours. We've got 24 hours to work it out. Only the young, tomorrow.
It'd be nice to switch it up a little bit, though,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
Something a bit different. All
something
right.
A bit jazzy.
All right, well, let's try and all think about that tonight as a bit of homework. Any suggestions, welcome, as always.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, someone's just sent me a great game that you can play during Bake Off.
Go on.
You know, like a game where you can have a few drinks? It's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You get one drink for every time a contestant is caught like a deer in headlights by poor Hollywood's icy stare. You get another drink when every time Sue shoehorns some innuendo into the link. Again, you get three drinks when viewers realise they've never heard anyone say tartlets out loud before. You get just one drink when Mary Berry flicks a crumb from the corner of her mouth.
There's loads of these. Literally everyone has their own rules for this.
And two drinks for when a contestant dejectedly sits on the floor in front of the oven. That's Cadenza and Stylo G, bit of me that's foundation.
I do love that. I love it on the Bake Off where they have to sit in front of the oven. They're sort of willing the oven to go faster.
Yeah,
and it is an oven. It's taking hours.
Yeah. Because Bake Off starts tonight. Do you remember we did last year those secret Bake Offs where we sent you out into various cafes and you would pull apart the food?
Yes.
And then say...
It's not a bad bake. I'd basically go and be Paul Hollywood to unsuspecting bakers.
Yeah, so you were in the queue in Baker's, like pulling apart like a steak slice.
Well, I'd order whatever there was from their bakery section in various different places, and then I would pull it apart in front of them and examine it in a bake-off way.
And they loved it. And Paul Hollywood was on one of them.
Loved it.
I think we should bring those back.
Yes.
And do you remember a year ago, we also did an awful bit of listening involving Mary Berry. Do you remember that thing that we did?
Oh, yes.
It's quite...
yes, okay.
Quite near the mark. I want to play that. Do you think we can play that again today?
I think it would be nice to, given that the Bake Off starts tonight.
Now, you lot may not have heard this before. Some of you will remember it. But it's in honour of the Great British Bake Off starting tonight on BBC One. I think we should play it. It'll be, if you've not heard this before, Mary Berry, as you have never heard her, guaranteed.
Scott Mills Daily.
Can you believe it was a year ago that everybody was talking about this?
He was polite, intense, smart, really intimidating.
50 Shades.
Do you have any interests outside of work?
What about you? I'd like to know more about you.
There's really not much to know about me. Look at me.
A year ago. And obviously last year, everyone was talking about the film. There was massive hype for 50 Shades of Grey. Everyone was on about Jamie Dornan.
Yeah.
You weren't a massive fan.
I'm just not keen. For me, he was perhaps too good looking. And I don't mean that in like me trying to suck up to him a bit. I just mean, like, for me, he wasn't what I think that character should be.
Needed someone a bit more average.
Just someone a bit more intriguing. For me... Someone like Paul Hollywood.
Who you think would be great as the Jamie Dornan person in 50 Shades of Grey.
I think he's what I'd like to imagine is the main character in that film.
He could be Mr. Grey, easily.
What a thought.
Well, we put that thought to the test, you remember, this time last year. Now, I do warn you, if you've not heard this before, once you've heard this, it cannot be unheard. But this is kind of like our tribute to the Bake Off today, because so many people are excited about it. And you know they love a bit of innuendo on Bake Off. They're always on innuendo bingo.
The hard bit for me is baking with Mary Berry. What's she going to say?
Well?
It feels very naughty and I'm enjoying every mouthful.
But let's imagine for a minute that Paul Hollywood did get that role,
yeah,
you know, and, you know, a year later we'd be talking about how amazing he was as the lead role in 50 Shades of Grey.
Well, you made the trailer for what it would sound like if Paul Hollywood was Mr. Grey. Warning that the cringe levels may flare at this point. But you see, they should have made this, the trailer, to this year's series of Bake Off?
Do you know, once we made this, it would have been awesome. It's a bit like, you know, when there's a new series of The X Factor or any other show and they have those adverts going on beforehand. It's always a different theme every year.
Yeah.
This should have been this year's.
I'm telling you, if you're listening at Bake Off, you should have used our version. Here it is.
I think Mary and I need to have another chat alone together about that because it is tight. Very tight.
Then you know exactly where you are.
I think you're 3 minutes away from perfection. Okay, Mary?
I need more flavour in the middle. And then I will take the breasts out because they'll be ready.
You know what? The last time I tried tongue was at my nan's house.
We've got a lovely zigzag on the bottom here.
You want something that's going to be quite rigid, but something that tastes good too.
I'm putting the breasts on one side. 6 inches. You're very good with precision. Absolutely tight, like a Swiss roll. A nice forking. Yeah.
That should have been the trailer.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ashley in Beaconsfield says, well, that's it. Bake Off has been ruined. I can't watch now. No, it just provides a different perspective if, let's say, Paul was to be in 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, no, it helps you view things differently. Look, Nikita's texting, that 50 Shades of Bake thing, 50 Shades of Bake, good, was one of the best things I've ever heard.
Mm. Someone in London says, doesn't want to give their name, surprisingly, 50 Shades thing is both the best and worst thing I've ever heard. Just had to explain my boss while all of a sudden I started crying with laughter. So difficult to explain. Yeah, you don't want to be explaining that to your boss. I think it's time.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yep, I did say in this half hour. Yes. You know, Greg's been doing this week. You expect Bumbaleo and then Spandau Ballet come on. Okay, again. Lots of requests for the gap today. Different bits from our show over the past few years.
Let's have a good gap, everyone. Come on.
Papax Legonomanon. Papax Legonomanon. Papax Legonomanon.
He's got massive mouth!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh, it's good, isn't it?
Mm.
I was expecting it to be harder.
I'm gonna leave like Tumawawa doesn't exist. Like a doesn't exist.
There it is. Good one today.
Oh, that's the badger.
The Gap today featuring Chris singing like Sia, also a bit of Bake Off, obviously. And Hapax Legonomen, the remix. And Ola Jordanoff of Strictly saying he's got a massive mouth. He had to be there. Bumbleo, my actual cake's off, says Stan. Great gap, says Lewis from Nottingham in his van. So glad I didn't miss this, I thought I had, says David. Bum blowing his nut off on his way home from work.
Halfway through the week, Mills.
Come on.
Through the week. Come on.
Where are you?
Where are you?
First live Bumbleo ever. I'm so happy right now, says Grace in Essex. Bring on the weekend. Forgot it was Wednesday, says Jack. Doesn't know where he is, in his van somewhere. And James and Harry and Chris are Bumbleoing like nobody's watching in the warehouse in Essex. Come on, lads.
Bumbleo.
Respect for the gap today.
So much today. They love the gap.
Bumbleo, my blow lamp off. That's Callum and Knotts.
This is the first time I've been able to listen to Bumbleo live for over a month. I normally get it on the podcast. The Spandau Ballet drop was amazing. Thank you so much from Lizzie in Cambridgeshire. Funny what people like. Bumbleo, Bumbleo. Emma in Reading's on board. James Shelley and the family bumbleoing their caravan off in Skeggy. They're on holiday. Is it time already?
Clap a bit.
Clap a bit.
40 of those.
Come on, everyone! Have a little dance. It's Wednesday. It's almost the weekend, kind of. Ed is bumbleoing in a fast food chain that rhymes with Buckdonald's in Torquay.
I'm still getting Gap requests, but our Gap is full this week.
Sorry,
we'll do it again
full.
Next Wednesday.
This time next week. Will and Doug bumbleoing like mad. George and Lewis coming back from holiday in the car while everyone else is asleep in the car. That's annoying.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello? Tiny Temper and Labyrinth. I'm a lover, not a fighter. On BBC Radio 1. A lot of people listening today that normally just listen to the podcast, but they're listening live today because they are not at school. So hello to you, please.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, track of the day today is from Gregory Porter. Now, who do you get him mixed up with?
Yeah, I do. I do get him mixed up with someone.
Georgie Porter.
Georgie Porter, yes.
Now, who's
right.
that?
Georgie Porter is on Hollyoaks.
Right, well, I mean, they don't
Oh, no, that's who I get.
They don't look
I
the same.
I get Gregory Porter mixed up with the Queen of Shops. What's her name?
Mary Porter.
That's the one. That's where I've gone wrong in the past.
Gregory Porter and Mary Porter is clearly not the same.
And not related, I don't think.
No. I can understand you getting Jared Leto and Jay Leno mixed up.
Yes, that's happened.
But not... You've seen Gregory, right? He's a big lad.
Yeah.
And this is a remix of the title track of his third album, because his normal style is quite jazzy. Mm. I mean, some people would say it was...
Too jazzy?
But it's very jazzy.
Yes, well, I like jazzy.
Yeah. So normally in his tracks, it's all like... But they've done this remix. It was played by Danny Howard and Pete Tong and Annie Mack on the Radio 1 Ibiza weekend. He performed it as well at Ibiza weekend, along with Disclosure and Holding On, which he's on as well. And he did Glastonbury. He's going to be at Bestival and V Festival. This is remixed by a mysterious Berlin producer called Claptone, who performs live in a gold mask to conceal his identity.
Sure.
You never see him. He's always got the mask on. So this is the Claptone remix of Gregory Porter's Liquid Spirit.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
Clap your hands now.
And feel your water. People are loving this, and I think I do too. Bonkers tune, love it, says Dean, painting in Salisbury. Best track of the day in a long time, that's going to be big, says Danielle from Wakefield. Lily from London, loving it as well. Roop's been on, saying he saw Claptone live in Germany a few weeks ago. Yeah, the mask was on. And that is Liquid Spirit by Gregory Porter, track of the day.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Alice Levine is going to be on Real or No Real at 3:40 this afternoon. I love it when Alice comes to play. Mm-hmm. 3:40 today. That is One Republic and Love Runs Out. I'm Scott Mills. Next, it's that song that we said can make quite uncomfortable listening in certain situations. Like, let's say, if you're with your mum in the car right now and the car has stopped at traffic lights, so all you can hear is the song on the radio. It's one of them.
Yes, certain building sites as well reported that this was awkward.
If you're working on a building site with loads of leads, this might be a problem. You know, it's like when a nudie scene comes on in a film or a TV programme and you're watching it with your parents.
Here's,
literally awful.
Here's a challenge then. If you are in any of these situations right now, just look at someone in the eye whilst this song's going on. Just try hold that gaze for the whole song.
Even in the office, I think this could be uncomfortable.
Just look at someone right now if you're...
Hold that stare as long as you can as you listen to Selena Gomez and ASAP Rocky. Some people don't care. They've got, like, no inhibitions. Jack from Exeter's just singing out the car window. I just want to look good for you. Some people just can't look in another person's direction, let alone in the eyes. I think we did well to stare each other out during that, though. Yeah, it was all right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's Alice Levine with Real or No Real.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Long time no see.
I can't believe you're actually here with us today.
Says you. Who?
What do you mean?
Well, you're a who, aren't you? Because you've been away for so long.
Oh, right, yeah. No, I only because it's Bake Off tonight.
Oh, no!
I thought you'd be getting ready.
Yes. Well, I'll probably give myself a three-hour window to prepare.
How would you prepare for that?
You know, just, you know, get some treats in.
You're not going to bake along to the Bake Off, are you?
No, I'm not a very good baker.
Really? That's
I can't believe that.
I'm just the savoury vibes, actually, yeah.
Right. Okay.
You know, with food shows like that and MasterChef, I have to be hungry to watch them, otherwise I can't watch them.
Yeah.
So what I do is I time my dinner. So you can't watch food if you're full.
Absolutely.
I celebrated Bake Off coming back last night, actually, in my house.
What did you do?
Defrosted the freezer.
Oh, lovely. With a towel on the floor?
Yeah.
Nice.
What's going on with you? You've become so much more domesticated in the last few months.
Are you surprised he's got a freezer? I imagine he's the kind of person who wouldn't even have a fridge.
No, I know he's got a freezer. I just don't... Normally, he wouldn't know how to cook the things in the freezer.
Why would I not have a fridge?
I just imagine that you, like, probably eat out every night.
No. And also, where would I put the wine?
Oh, yeah, it's too true. In the cellar, I thought.
In the cellar, as if. Yeah, it was getting like an iceberg in there. It had to go.
Honestly.
Ugh. Don't do it often, but when I do, I like it.
When the drawers start to stick, you've got to do it.
That's it, yeah.
Totally.
Here's today's Real or No Real facts.
The Brazilian version of the Great British Bake Off is called Hands in the Dough.
Oh, is that one?
Is that one?
I love that. So Great British Bake Off is all over the world, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's in so many different countries.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't call it the Great British Bake Off.
Wouldn't really make sense, would it?
No. I mean, sometimes they still give it the English name. Like, I believe there is a Great Bulgarian Bake Off.
Well, of course there is.
They all sound like one, like the Great British Dane Off.
But sometimes they do change the name because it doesn't translate, you see, into their language.
Or sometimes is it like a knockoff one? So it's basically the same, but they can't take the name because they've changed bits. So it's kind of a copy.
I was reading yesterday that on the Swedish version, they can't use a tent. They don't do it in a tent.
Legally, they're not allowed?
No, because of the weather.
Oh.
I think it's too cold.
So what do they do it in then?
They just do it in a studio, I think. Not the same.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because in some countries this wouldn't work, would it, with this title? So you couldn't have the Great British Turkey Off.
No.
That would be a whole different show.
Or the Great Turkey Off.
Do you know what I mean? Oh, yes, that's what I mean, yes.
Why would you have the Great British Turkey?
Why are you doing it with a turkey?
Although that does sound like a format that might interest ITV.
People in Turkey cooking turkeys.
So is the Brazilian version of the Great British Bake Off, which starts tonight on BBC One, called Hands in the Dough?
I'm going to go real. Alice?
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Extra fact for you, the Italian version is called Sweets in the Oven.
Oh,
well, that's not... I wouldn't recommend that.
And next.
Superstar DJ Avicii has spent the last 6 months releasing experimental folk music under the pseudonym Tim Bergraw.
Tim Bergraw?
Tim Bergraw!
His real name is actual Tim Bergling. Let's not forget that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember that song Seek Bromance by Tim Berg?
Yeah, tune.
That's Avicii.
Stop it.
I know. Learning something every day of the week.
A lot of these dance acts release music under different names. Daft Punk do it under loads of different names, don't they?
But also, if you've got a bit of a pedestrian name like Tim Bergling, you've got to come up with something a bit more jazz hands, haven't you?
The thing is, though, with Avicii, he's been quite farmy for a while with his music. It's been quite... So I can imagine him doing some experimental folk music under a different name.
Yeah.
Real or no real?
Tim Bergraw.
It's nice to say, isn't it? Tim Bergraw.
I mean, it's similar to his real name, which makes me think then this might be real.
I wonder if he's got time to be doing this little side project, because he's all over the world, isn't he, old Avicii? Waking people up and that. I don't know if he's got time. I'm going to say no real. This is absolute rubbish. No real.
That one is no real.
And finally,
for the last 8 years, a train station in Japan has been run by a cat.
What do you mean?
The unions allow that, do they?
Yes.
So,
a cat runs things around there.
My boyfriend says whenever I see a cat that's like... just a random cat in the neighbourhood, I always do the same voice and do the same name. So I always go, hello, Mr. Pushkin.
No, you don't. Oh, wow. Have you this is a real insight.
Mr. Pushkin, yeah. Girl or boy, Mr. Pushkin.
And that's what you do every time you see a
cat. I don't know why, but my dad does it too. We do the same voice.
Well, so your dad also goes, hello, Mr. Pushkin.
Hello, Mr. Pushkin.
Is it Russian?
And my dad's got, I don't know why it's Pushkin. He goes, hello there, Pushkin.
Vladimir Pushkin.
Vladimir Pushkin, the cat there. Hello, Mr. Pushkin.
Mr. Pushkin.
Sergei Pushkin.
Vladimir Pushkin.
I wonder if Mr. Pushkin's running that train station in Japan.
For the last 8 years, that's a lot of responsibility for a cat because they can't be asked to do anything.
Honestly.
Here's the thing, though. What do you mean by running the station for the last 8 years? I mean, that would suggest the cat is sort of, you know, doing the tickets, you know.
Clearing up.
Clearing out drunks, yeah. That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And issuing Oyster cards.
Yeah. Do you want a monthly or a yearly?
Is it in the booth? Is it in the vestibule?
I don't know, Alice. I don't make these up.
Yeah.
This is definitely no real. A train station cannot be run by a cat.
The Japanese love cats,
they
though.
They do.
They love them.
Look at Hello Kitty.
Just look at it.
Yeah. Real or no real?
I'm going to say real. It's totally real.
Are you really?
Unbelievable.
Well, you're going to look like an idiot any
I
second
know,
now.
I know. What are you saying?
Are you seriously suggesting to me that there's a cat running a train station?
Okay, so I think it's going to be like a mascot-y type vibe, or I think that there's going to be... I think there's a way. Like you say, Hello Kitty everywhere.
That one is real.
Yes!
What?
Come on!
For the last 8 years, a train station in Japan has been run by a cat. It's called Tama, and it's been station master...
Oh, look at Mr. Pushkin!
Yeah, there he is. Station master of Kishi Station in Japan since 2007. Do we know what the duties of that cat are?
It looks quite authoritative, to be fair.
We've got a uniform.
Little black and white kitty. Oh,
so the cat's checking tickets and everything, is he?
And he's got a hat!
Oh, come on.
He's got a station master's
hat. Mr. Vladimir Pushkin.
Mr. Pushkin.
At the end of that round of real or no real,
I got 10, Alice got 30.
Yes, Alice, once again.
I've won, and Chris is in such a better mood this week. He was in such a grouch last week.
Was he?
I think he was missing you.
He's missing me, yeah. Alice, you're back on the radio on Saturday.
Yes, indeedy. We have got Greta Gerwig, who's this super cool new actress on the block. She's done this really groovy film about New York, which is excellent, and we're just going to have a chinwag together.
Okay, make sure you make Alice Levine part of your weekend Saturday from 1 p.m. on Radio 1. Those are Wednesday's best bits. Remember, you can get all of the show without the musics every day on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Join us tomorrow if you can, live from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1, getting wet on Innuendo Bingo. We'll be only the young.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.